Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Brooke, when you look back at your dating life, who would you say is the one that got away?
I don't think they got away. I got the one I wanted.
Well, there's someone out there.
By got away, I mean that ran away from you the fastest.
Oh, I could definitely think of a couple names.
Yeah,
I
probably mean, a few dozen there.
Her husband is a runner, actually.
No, like, he stayed. The other ones were quick, though.
Yeah.
Slippery.
Because for a lot of people, that person exists. That old flame from your past who somehow slipped through the cracks. You've always felt like maybe, just maybe, you could have made it work with them if you were given one more chance. Today we're gonna give someone that opportunity another edition of Say Yes to the X. And just like Brooke, our listener today also has had many, many previous lovers, at least three of which he said he'd be okay with hanging out with one more time.
Okay. So is it, we're just rolling the dice to see who answers the phone?
Yeah.
Is that
Let's figure it out. His name is Thomas. So Thomas, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, what's going on? Thanks for having me on.
Hey Thomas, you seem like an open-minded guy if you take back three of your exes.
Yeah. Normally our listeners will give us one ex that they want us to track down, but you have three in mind?
Yeah, I've kind of been doing the Playboy life for a while. Definitely had a handful of relationships with women and just not really wanting to be tied down.
Is that changing? Because this is like Say Yes to the Ex.
Yeah.
Yes, I think, you know, that's how my dad was. So what ends up happening is, you know, I think I inherited the gene from him.
Mm. The non-committal gene?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's going to be more learned than inherited, but
I trust him. I think it's genetic.
Do you?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, listen, I've had plenty of women, like, who have wanted to take things further.
Well, we know. We get it. You're a wanted man. There's many, many, many women in your history, and probably many more that wanted to be in your history that didn't get the chance.
Don't forget, it's his dad's fault that he's single right now.
And that's true. Your dad's fault you're hot and attractive, bro.
Okay.
Well, we're all very jealous of your dating history, bro, but do you feel like you've matured since then, or are you still in that same spot?
Yeah, no, as I get older, I mean, I look back at my life, and there's a little bit of regret. I think, man, like, I really could have had something special with that girl.
Okay, that's good, though, bro.
Okay, so...
Better mentality to be in.
Now you're wanting to reach back out to one of three exes that you think... I mean, that's what I'm following Jeff is saying, right?
Yeah, look, there was a lot, but there's three that I'm open to being open with again and exploring it for sure.
Okay. Well, that must have been tough to narrow it down.
I mean, here's the thing, Thomas. If you're such a catch, why are you calling us for help?
I just feel like I need your guys' help to reach out to them and find them, and I haven't had much luck.
I will say it is cool to have a radio stick, to be on the radio. Seems more romantic.
But you usually only call us if it went bad with them at the end.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah, to be honest, I think I ended things too quickly with all three. It was completely my choice.
Of course it was.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Oh, my God. And
so you gave our producer those three names before we had you on the show.
Oh, really?
And so he tried to track each of them down. I will say he was only able to get one.
Oh.
At least one that was willing to join us here.
Oh, my God. Do you know which one yet, Thomas?
No, I don't.
Oh. Big reveal.
Oh my God.
So the one that our producer was able to get, her name is Georgina.
Ooh. Ah, Georgina. Nice.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I like that.
Georgina sounds beautiful.
She was maybe in the top two out of the top three. So, okay. Tell us about you and Georgina and your past together. We don't know anything about it.
Yeah. Georgina and I connected around 6 years ago.
Wow, that's a long time.
We actually met at a friend's wedding. Mm. I was the groomsman. She was the bridesmaid. Oh. And we just had some flirtation energy going on throughout the ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And, you know, of course, she ended up catching the bouquet. And we dated for a few weeks.
Oh, a few weeks.
After that. Weeks.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow, that's quick.
Is that even dating?
What were the few weeks like, yeah,
what's
Thomas?
What's your fondest memory that you can recall being with Georgina?
Well, when we hooked up at the wedding party or after the wedding party.
Oh, uh-huh. Still okay. At the wedding.
Yeah, because they rented this house for the bridal party.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, it had its own little kind of an area, bar area downstairs.
Okay.
And yeah, we broke the sink in there. It was hilarious.
Hey.
That's
true love, bro.
I'm gonna tell you, I don't know if she's gonna want us to bring that
up. Are you sure?
It's kind of a private moment, maybe.
And the custodians were probably involved to some level in, like, at least the cleanup.
Yeah,
okay.
I didn't admit it was that.
So yeah, I guess it wasn't that private.
Uh huh.
Well, she was just always fun like that, you know. I really liked that about her.
Okay. So you were with her for a few weeks. It sounds like. Why did you guys break things off?
Yeah, she wanted to get more serious, and I was thinking about other friends' weddings that were coming up.
Other sinks to break,
She was like, let's take a break, and we just never picked it back up.
Well, okay. You guys obviously have mutual friends since you were both in, you know, the bridal and wedding party, so.
Yeah, and I've got a really, really good feeling about this.
Do
because
you?
I do, because you know that Georgina is waiting on the other line, dying to talk to you.
Oh, nice.
She hasn't heard any of this, though, right?
No.
This isn't like a second date.
We've kept her on hold. She can't hear this.
Okay.
But she is ready to find out if love still exists years after you broke that sink together.
Oh, so they're just going to talk.
Don't sound so skeptical, everybody.
Yeah, we don't get to ask any questions.
No.
This is all about him.
We're going to back away, reconnect these two lovebirds, and see if she says yes to the ex.
I really hope this works.
When we continue right after this. We're in the middle of Say Yes to the Ex.
Oh, goodness.
Trying to help our listener, Thomas, rekindle the spark with the girl that he broke a sink with 6 years ago at a wedding after party.
And by that, you know what we mean.
Okay.
It's very, really did.
Very interesting connection.
Uh-huh.
But Thomas, for better or for worse, was a self-described player.
Yeah.
And I say was, because that's the past. That's the old Thomas. Mm. Now he's a new person.
Yeah.
He's matured. And out of the hundreds of women that he's ever hung out with, he was able to narrow it down to three for our producer. And Georgina, that girl from the wedding, is on hold right now. She cannot hear us, but we're about to punch her up and see if there is still some sort of spark between her and Thomas.
And she does know she's going to be talking to Thomas, right?
She does not know who she's talking to.
Wait a minute.
She knows that there is an ex of hers on the phone wanting to talk to her. Why are you so skeptical? I don't understand.
This changes everything.
Yeah.
Hey, why do you guys sound so skeptical? I'm a good dude. Come on.
I believe that.
No,
really?
You said you've been with
I mean, you don't
girls.
Know her other exes, though. Like, who she was expecting.
I mean, and here's the thing, Thomas. Like, when we asked you about Georgina, the only descriptor was the sink incident.
You're like, when we first hooked up.
He said she was fun.
He said she was fun, and that was his fondest memory.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's many more he didn't even have time to get to that were just as romantic, if not more than that.
In the weeks that they hung out.
Yeah.
Six years ago.
And don't take judgment from a woman who left one of her exes during his open heart surgery.
No,
that is true.
That is a true story.
No, that was after I was actually in the hospital the entire time.
Okay, so she broke
flirting with one of the doctors. We know.
Yeah.
So you don't have to feel judged by her, okay, Thomas? All that you need to focus on is Georgina, who is waiting to talk to you doesn't know who it is. But
don't bring up the fact, Thomas, that you had two other people that you were thinking of as well, please.
I won't bring it up if you guys won't bring it up.
Okay.
Right, I'm not going to say anything. This one, I'm glad Jeff does all the talking.
Yeah, we can't waste any more time here. I'm just going to punch Georgina up. You can introduce yourself because she does know that she's on the radio and knows it's one of her exes, just doesn't know who. So here we go.
Why wouldn't you say it's me? I don't understand that part.
Well, just based on the first response that we got back from the first girl we tried to contact, it didn't go so well.
Oh, yeah.
So we thought
serious?
Maybe we shouldn't say your name to these women and we'd have a better chance if we didn't tell them who it was.
This is like a setup.
And you say I'm the mean one?
I'm just being honest.
Okay. That was brutal.
Who doesn't love a romantic surprise?
Oh,
everybody
God.
Does.
Oh,
so here we go.
Yeah.
We're running out of time. We have to get Georgina on the phone here. I'm going to punch her up. Here we go. Georgina, you there?
Hi. How
hey,
are you?
Hey, Georgina. I'm good. Oh. Thank you for joining us. You're on Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning right now. There is somebody on the phone with us who really wants to talk to you.
Wow. Okay. Well, this is exciting. Yeah.
There
are a couple people I've been hoping to reconnect with, so this is great.
There are people that you were hoping to reconnect with?
Yeah, there are. There's a few, so.
Okay. Maybe it's one of those people. We're going to step away and let him talk to you. Go ahead, mystery caller. Say hello.
Hey, Tom. Georgina, this is Thomas.
Who am I?
Oh, God, Thomas.
Remember me. You remember me from the wedding way back, I think it was like 5 or 6 years ago, right?
Yeah, I remember you, but like, this is definitely not one of the people I was hoping for, but.
That was blunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're kidding. I get it. You're pretty funny.
Oh, wow. She always been this funny? Or?
She was kidding.
No, I'm not being funny. I mean, what's funny is that you're actually reaching out because you're the one that blocked me and it was 6 years ago. Like, we only saw each other for 2 weeks.
Oh, God.
This is actually really sad.
Only 2 weeks?
Consider him an ex-boyfriend.
Sad.
Well, our show is a pretty sad show for the most
part. My God. I agree. Yeah.
More on his part. Oh. I mean, you guys are cool.
What are you talking about? I thought we had a nice connection, and I thought we'd reach back out. I mean, we had a fun time at the wedding. Don't you remember?
Mm. Thomas, we barely hung out. Like, what do you even remember from hanging out with me?
Oh. I remember the wedding, and I remember, you know, we had fun. We broke that sink, remember? We broke that sink.
Yeah, but really, was there anything else that you remember about hanging out?
Yeah. I remember you had a nice body.
Okay.
I think I've heard enough of this.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hold on a second.
I see why we didn't mention his name
now. Hold on. Yeah. We'll let you go in just a second, Georgina. I understand your time is very precious. But, Thomas, I do need to let you know that we have a little bit of a surprise for you.
Wait, we're gonna.
You have a surprise?
What's that?
You have a surprise for me?
That's right.
What?
Our producer was able to track down another one of those exes that she gave to us.
Why are we doing this with Georgina still on the phone? Yeah. Jeff, don't be rude.
Brooke, stop it. This is an entertainment show.
Oh, my God.
And in the name of entertainment, we need to bring Shannon on the phone.
It's not our life.
One of your exes. She does know that it's you this time, and she wants to say something to you.
She still came on the phone.
Shannon, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey.
Hey, Shannon.
Shannon, you voluntarily came on to talk to Tommy?
Oh, yeah, because I got some words for Tom.
Is it dirty
Some
talk?
Really romantic words?
No, none are romantic.
Yeah, I don't even understand what's going on here, guys. I don't get it.
You are out your damn mind.
Oh!
Nobody wants your philandering okay?
Shannon, I thought we were cool. Come on.
Why?
Oh, God, this is like a little treat.
I mean, we had a nice time, and I don't know. We left it on good
you
terms.
You know what you're good for? You are good for those one-time little tricks. That's what you are. You are trick. Okay?
Oh, he's a trick.
I mean, I get it, but like, let's just say we did that one time every day, and I swear, I'm much more mature now. Much more. Even nice body.
That's not what girls.
It didn't work the first time.
I've never heard that line before.
Is Georgina even still on the phone too?
Yeah, I'm here. Thomas, don't say that anymore. Wait.
Georgina, this is supposed to be Shannon and Thomas's time to come. Oh, so please don't email that, okay?
Shannon. Georgina, I agree with you, girl.
Yes,
I agree.
Wait. Thank you, Shannon. Well, you.
We don't need your validation, Tommy. Yeah. Okay? Shannon. We know we've got banging bodies. Yes. And it's for somebody else, not you.
That's right.
That's very good. Oh. But what if I told you, out of all of Thomas's exes, he narrowed down to just like the top three, and you guys were in the top three?
Don't cry.
That's really special.
Oh, my God.
Why?
Well,
why? Yeah. Why?
Shannon, how long did you and Tommy, how long did your guys's, or Thomas, how long was your guys's relationship?
It was a month.
Oh.
And it was a very stressful month. I should have saw all the red flags. They were waving.
Okay. So you learned a lot from your time with him.
Did you guys break any kitchen appliances in that month?
Oh, thank God, no. But there was a table. I will say that there was a table.
He's the MVP of IKEA over there.
Yeah.
But time is running out. I feel like I should offer a gift card to all three of them so that they can meet up together and work things out. What do you guys say? Thomas, Georgina, Shannon, you guys all go out on a group date on us.
A group date?
I mean, maybe just me and Shannon, but
exactly. Me and Georgina, cool. Yes.
Hey,
okay.
Really didn't see that coming, Jeff?
Yeah. I mean, I don't even think Thomas would want that. I would be scared if
I were. Thomas thinks there's a possibility.
Thomas could swing anything,
yeah.
I swear.
Yeah, he might need to check his food.
Yeah,
I'm still here.
Okay. Well, Thomas, it sounds like it's going to be a no to say yes from the ex from both Shannon and Georgina. But hey, we still have that other third ex that you could consider.
Oh, you never know.
I thought you said that she said she'd never wanted to speak to us again after we mentioned his name.
Well, maybe if you go through a different radio show, you can get her to agree.
Okay.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified, diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.